something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy New Guinea, VIP Conference Room, Tauroma Aquatic Center, 2 Mile, Port Moresby. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. and Wednesdays 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony, please call us on +67 73 140 210 or call +75 78 30 42 68. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah. Are you ready to do business with the King? Are you sure you're ready? He's ready all the time. If you only play the game the right way, he's ready all the time. Look, there's so much wealth like the world can't understand. There's so much. There's too many people fighting for too little. When there's a lot more out there that's unknown to too many. God says the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to me. He says the silver and the gold. He says I'll shake the nations. And you see the silver and the gold. That's what God said. But there's too many fighting for too little. For example, everybody wants to work in the oil company. Everybody wants to work in a bank. There's no, please, can you help me get a job in a bank? Everybody goes, the little money, that, boy, that's little money. What they have in that bank is little money. What they have in that oil company is little money. Come on, Turkey, is it? That's little money. Oh, glory. See, the moment you get bigger than that on the inside, get bigger. Isn't it somebody who started that company? Who are you? Where are you going with your life? Get big on the inside. Look at the whole world as small. Because Papa God owns the whole world. He owns everything. And you are his heir. Are you living like one? Are you sure? Are you living like one? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Live like one. Talk like one. You know, when you start talking like that, they'll think that you're becoming braggadocious. They'll think you're proud. And they'll start saying nasty things about you. Now, all the time you was talking like a poor man, nobody talked about you. They agreed with you. When you said, well, I've never had anything in my life. I don't have anything, and I don't think I'll ever have anything. They said, yes. Yes. I even know the members of your family, they've been poor, so poor. I really feel sorry for you. And, you know, they're siding with you. Because you were talking with unbelief all that time. I've never been healthy. I've never known much health in my life. I've been always in and out. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking like, boy, I'm strong. Never felt so good in my life. They go. Until they get tired of listening to you. They say, stop. Are you the only one in this place? Yes, I am. Don't make the devil mad. Make the devil mad. The few women. Listen, you got some women of faith, I'm telling you. There are some of them. Find out how some of them had children who couldn't have children. They didn't go, oh God, you really know how important this is to me. My in-laws may drive me out of there. They were out there saying, devil, you are a liar. They didn't go, every time,
I feel so sorry for myself. When they said, mothers went behind, I don't know what to do.
Went behind. They say, where are your children? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Oh, some of them will tell you how they did it, how they acted their faith. They refused anybody. When it was, now all barren women come out. Me, barren, not me. They refused to go. Say, I don't need prayer for barrenness. I'm not barren. The children are yet to come here, but they're coming. They didn't say amen at the prayer for barrenness. They were ready to pray for barren women because they have come.
Glory to God.
See, they've come to the point in their lives they have found out that no one in Zion could be barren. Could be barren? No one. Not in Zion. Not in Zion. Glory to God. Sure. Now you got to know some of them. They're not crying out there. Don't know what's happening to my children. Don't know. Mm-mm. They send that little boy out. They say, you go and win. You come back a king. That's all. He come and say, well, we found your son. He said, not my son. Why? I sent him out and he's coming back a king. I say, what kind of a woman is this? These are women with authority. They've come to understand their calling. Lay hands on their children. Say, you go. That child can't come back but the way I declared. Somebody say, hey, they say there's an accident on the road to that school. Already, they haven't even heard whether anything happened to any child. They're already being carried by somebody. Please, don't follow me. They're fainting just for hearing it. Now tell you about the Archbishop's story. A young girl fell down and died, broke her head. And this woman went to the pastor and said, Pastor, come and raise my daughter. And the pastor said, What happened? Then she fell down. She broke her head. And the doctor said she's dead. But she cannot die. Doctor? She said, Pastor? She cannot die. And the pastor said, and they went. They got to the hospital. Several people there already. She said, Pastor, pray. Raise her up. Listen, she wasn't... She was not going to... She wasn't doing that. Oh, please. She said, Pastor, pray. And he was the one who was shaking in his boots. And the woman was asking, pray. Pray. She'll be well. Pray. She's just waiting for the prayer so she can carry her baby out of here. They say she's dead. She said, mm-mm. She cannot be dead. Pastor, pray. Pastor said he was afraid to pray. He didn't know what to do. All his trembling hands, he put his hands over that child's head. Said when he looked at the head had already been so big and broken. Pray, Pastor. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Well, then he laid his hands and prayed, and the baby went, came back alive.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Ayakalima's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
The Lovell Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Lovell Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Lovell Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. and they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy New Guinea, VIP Conference Room, Tauroma Aquatic Center, 2 Mile, Port Moresby. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. and Wednesdays 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony, please call us on +67 73 140 210 or call +75 78 30 42 68. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
Devil, you are a liar. They didn't go every time.
I feel so sorry for myself. When they said mothers went behind, I don't know what to do.
Went behind. They say, where are your children? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Oh, some of them will tell you how they did it, how they acted their faith. They refuse anybody. When it's just, now all barren women come out. Me, barren, not me. They refuse to go. Say, I don't need prayer for barrenness. I'm not barren. The children are yet to come here, but they're coming. They didn't say amen at the prayer for barrenness. They were ready to pray for barren women because they have come.
Glory to God.
See, they've come to the point in their lives they have found out that no one in Zion could be barren. Could be barren? No one. Not in Zion. Not in Zion. Glory to God. Sure. Now you got to know some of them. They're not crying out there. Don't know what's happening to my children. Don't know. Mm-mm. They send that little boy out. They say, you go and win. You come back a king. That's all. They come and say, well, we found your son. He said, not my son. Why? I sent him out and he's coming back a king. I say, what kind of a woman is this? These are women with authority. They've come to understand their calling. Lay hands on their children. Say, you go. That child can't come back but the way I declared. Somebody say, they say there's an accident on the road to that school. Already, they haven't even heard whether anything happened to any child. They're already being carried by somebody. Please, don't follow me. They're fainting just for hearing it. Now I tell you about the Archbishop's story. A young girl fell down and died, broke her head. And this woman went to the pastor and said, Pastor, come and raise my daughter. And the pastor said, what happened? Then she fell down. She broke her head. And the doctor said, she's dead, but she cannot die. Doctor, she said, Pastor, she cannot die. And the pastor said, and they went. They got to the hospital, several people there already. She said, Pastor, pray. Raise her up. Listen, she wasn't doing that. Oh, please. She said, Pastor, pray. And he was the one who was shaking in his boots. And the woman was asking, pray, pray, she'll be well, pray. She's just waiting for the prayer so she can carry her baby out of here. They say she's dead. She said, mm-mm. She cannot be dead. Pastor, pray. Pastor said he was afraid to pray. He didn't know what to do. All these trembling hands, he put his hands over that child's head. Said when he looked at the head had already been so big and broken. pray, Pastor. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Well, then he laid his hands and prayed, and the baby went, came back alive. I told you about that dear lady who said, Mr. Roberts, I didn't ask you to have faith. I didn't ask you to believe. Leave the believing to me. You do the praying. Oh, I mean, do you understand this? There's a man who was behaving foolishly, rascally in the house. And the wife said, I know what to do. She took his trousers and took that pair of trousers to the man of God. She said, I want you to lay hands on this thing and pray. And the man just said, what? This is my husband's spare trousers. He's been drinking and smoking and running around town. I'm fed up. Sometimes he wouldn't come home. Right now he's not at home. Pray. And the man said, all right. And laid hands on those things and prayed and poured the Holy Ghost on it. Hallelujah. She took it back. By the time he came back and later on is asking for his trousers, wants to wear something, she went and brought this one. She said, this will do. He put them in. And then he said, what's been happening in the house? She said, what's the matter? Something's been happening in the house when I was out. Did anything happen? No, nothing happened. Well, he sat down. He was uncomfortable. He said, there's something about this house. It wasn't a house. But he didn't know about it. Hallelujah. He didn't know about it. Hey, he said, what's been happening in the house? After asking all those kind of questions, what's been happening. Finally, he said, where have you been going to church? She said, well, down the road. Then he said, I want to go find out about your church. And he went there and received the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. He went down there, received the Holy Ghost. That was the end of drinking. See, you're talking about people who don't know how to cry for the devil. Women that like to whip the devil mad. They have a... Has a woman ever chased you with a broom? I'm talking about them women of faith. They go after the devil. Go with it, God. Hallelujah. They don't cry for the devil. They may not have the muscles, but they have the spirit. Are you still in this place? Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Shut yourself in and pour on those instruments of your business. Shut the world out. They can't understand how you get your promotions. They can't understand it. Everybody seems to like you. Everybody talks good about you. They can't understand it. They talk good about your job. When you're done with it, it's excellent. They can't understand why. Because you've been doing something about it. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray tonight? When you get home, you're going to shut yourself in. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today. I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, New Guinea. VIP Conference Room, Taurama Aquatic Center, 2 miles Port Moresby. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on +675-731-40210 or call +675-783-04268 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Thank you, and God bless you.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.